Welcome to another podcast demo on using Dash the Educational Robot with Swift Playgrounds on your iPad, in particular using the Dash template to play around with Dash's different things that he can do. So in the last podcast, stroke demo, I did one on getting Dash to move forward, backward, left and right. And as promised, I thought in this particular demo, I would do a run through of the different types, not all of them, sounds that Dash can also play to you. And we might combine it into a bit of movement around as well. But I'll certainly show you how, first of all, you can get to generate the sounds that Dash can make and also find out what all the sounds are that he can actually emit. All right, so first of all, let's just do the usual type thing. Let's turn Dash on first. I'm going to press his on button, and with his two drive wheels facing towards me and his eye in his head also facing towards me, the on button is between his right-hand side and his back spherical body, and it's right in the middle on that right-hand side, so I'm going to press it once. Okay, so he's on. All right, so on my iPad, I'm going to ask Siri to open up Swift Playgrounds. Open Swift Playgrounds.
Playgrounds, locations, button.
Okay, and of course, I'm using my keyboard here with VoiceOver, so I'm going to navigate over to Dash Template.
New Playground, My Playgrounds, Help, Select, Dash Template. Swift 4.2 button.
So activate that one.
Dash template. Waiting playground documents. Waiting to start.
Okay, and of course, I was going across the screen there to get to Dash templates with VO right arrow or Control Option right arrow. And then to activate Dash playgrounds, the usual command using Bluetooth keyboard with VoiceOver, VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar. All right, so I normally always like to go left just to find out where I'm on the screen. So I'm going to do VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Playground documents.
So I'm at the top. Button. Now I'm going to go to the right with VO right arrow or Control Option right arrow.
Page 1, button. Add from library, button. More, button. Page 1, Dash is on the street. Image, Dash, button. Waiting to start.
Okay, so it said Dash is on the street, and it said waiting to start, so I know that Dash is connected, which is good. Okay, so I'm going to keep going with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Tap to enter code. Text field.
Okay, tap to enter code. Double and tap to edit. My template for Dash is completely blank at the moment, so I'm going to activate it with VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar.
Insertion point at end.
Okay, and we're now in, and I normally always like to make sure that my quick nav is off when I'm typing, so I'm going to press left and right arrow together.
Quick nav on.
So now I've turned it on, turn it off again, left and right arrow.
Quick nav off.
And I've just double confirmed that it's now off. Good. All right, so the command to get Dash to play all his different types of sounds starts with play sound, and it's lowercase play, P-L-A-Y, uppercase S, O-U-N-D for sound. So lowercase P-L-A-Y, capital S, then lowercase O-U-N-D. So play sound with a capital S for the sound. Then left paren, and then capital S, sound, capital T, type, full stop. And then if you don't type anything after that bit, you can then go to that list that appears when you type in a command that wants more options put into it, and in this case you can get a full list of all the different sounds that Dash can make, or you can just type in the actual sound. But first of all, let's just do the one that brings up all the different types of sounds that Dash can make. All right, so here we go. I'm going to type in play,
P-L-A-Y,
capital S,
capital S-O-U-N,
and then left paren,
left paren, right
and
paren,
then sound type, capital S-O-U-N-D, capital T-Y-P-E, full stop.
Left paren sound type.
Okay, and then I'm now going to do VO right option, right arrow.
Toggle full screen mode. Button, run options. Button, run my code. Button, successfully completed. Undo, redo. Awesome. Code completion.
And you hear it saying code completion, so we can play a sound that says awesome, which is what it usually does when he performs an action, like moving around in the last demo I did.
Bragging. Code completion.
Bragging. Now remember, on any one of these, I can do VA spacebar to put it directly in to the command. So that was bragging.
Car engine.
Car code engine, completion. One of my favorite ones.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Code completion. Here I come.
Here code I come. That's a good one too.
Hi. Code completion.
Hi. It's pretty self-explanatory. Hi.
Horn.
Horn. Again, one of my favorites.
Inputs. Code completion.
Inputs.
Interesting. Code completion.
Interesting.
Oh no. Code completion.
Oh no.
Wah. Code completion.
Then wah.
Dismiss. Button.
And then we're back to dismiss down the bottom. All right, so let's go and do car engine first, and then we'll do the horn. So I'm going to do VO left arrow control option left arrow to get back to car engine.
Wah. Oh no. Interesting. Inputs. Horn. Hi. Here I come. Fantastic. Car engine. Code completion.
Beautiful. All right, so let's put car engine in. So VO spacebar control option spacebar.
Car engine.
Okay, and then if I now do a right arrow.
Right parent.
I didn't need to put a right parent in there because it's already there, so I can leave it there. And then if I do a right arrow again.
Bottom of document.
At the bottom of document, so I do need to put a new line in because, as I mentioned last time in the last demo, these commands need to be on one line. So here, enter.
New line.
Okay, and let's see if Dash will play his car sound to us. So I'm going to do command R to run the code.
Play engine sound. Successfully.
I'm actually going to do it with voiceover turned off, actually, because it's a bit more impressive when you don't hear voiceover talking as well as it reads out the command. So remember on the setup for your iPad, where you can assign a function to pressing the home button 3 times, in this case to turn voiceover on or off. So I'm going to press my home button because I've got an iPad store for home button. So I'm going to press it 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover off.
Okay, and let me do command R again. Ah. So then you can just enjoy the full rev of the engine without voiceover speaking. I'll do it again, command R. My son would love this. And let's just do it one more time because we can. Command R again. Cool. I think I can do that all day. All right, I'm going to turn voiceover back on again. So I'm going to press my home button 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Voiceover on. Playgrounds.
And
play sound left. Let me just sound landscape. Quick nav on.
I'm just turning my quick nav off. And it's turned off again by itself. So let me press left arrow.
Right parent.
Yep. And so we're at the bottom of that.
E.
Which was the E Echo. Of car engine.
E.
Now, while we're Echo. Sitting here, let me just show you the full spelling of that word because it's actually, remember, all case sensitive. So I'm going to press left to go to the beginning.
N I G N cap E R A cap C.
We've got capital C A R for car, and then we'll have Romeo. Capital E engine.
Cap E N. G-I-N-E, right parent, new line.
Okay, all right. So as we just found out, you can VO spacebar on any of the sounds to put it in there. You don't need to put a right parent in because it's already put in there as part of the actual command, but you do need to right arrow past it, hit an enter key, so it goes on a new line. All right, let's type the whole thing in manually this time. So I'm going to leave the play sound type car engine in there. And then we'll get Dash to also play his horn. All right, so this is going to be all typed in manually. So I'm going to do P-L-A-Y, capital S-O-U-N-D, left paren, sound type, capital S-O-U-N-D, T-Y-P-E, full stop, horn, capital H-O-R-N. Okay, and you might have heard trying to say one issue there. Because it was getting cross as I was typing, because obviously it wasn't doing it fast enough, and it was just warning me that I hadn't finished the command properly. All right, so let me just press my left arrow key.
N.
Now that's the N November. Of horn, capital H-O-R-N. If I press right arrow.
N. Right paren.
So I've still put the right paren in there. All right, so let me press right arrow again.
Bottom of document.
So I know I'm at the end of the line, so I'm going to hit enter.
New line.
So let's just do it normally first with VoiceOver running. So I'm going to do Command R.
Playing engine sound. Playing voice sound. Successfully.
Okay. So VoiceOver read out the commands as it was running, saying it was successful, and with dash saying awesome. All right, so let's make it a bit cruel and turn VoiceOver off. So I'm pressing my home button again three times. One, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
And let's do it again with Command R. Beautiful. Let's do it again. Command R. So we've got him to rev his engine, beep his horn, which is all pretty cool when he's just standing still. So maybe what we should do is make him move. We've still got the two valid commands in there, to start his engine with car engine and to beep his horn with horn. Okay, so we need to type in the move forward command. Now we can do this two ways. We can partially type it in with MOV lowercase and then go to the list and then choose move forward, left paren, right paren with capital F on the forward, or we can just type it in manually. So I think for this exercise, we'll just type it in manually. So I'm going to do MOVEFORWARD,
left paren, right paren, new line.
One forward command just sounds a bit boring. So let's type it in again. So MOVE, capital FORWARD, left paren, right paren, enter,
new line.
Good. And we want him to turn left twice. So he turns left once, turn left again, so he's facing back towards me. We'll just do the list this time. So I'm going to do lowercase T-U-R-N.
One new issue.
Yep, one new issue because I haven't finished typing in. So I'm going to do VO right arrow, control option right arrow.
Turn left paren, right paren.
Left paren, right paren. Okay, and let's just see where our cursor is. I'm pressing left arrow.
New line, right paren, left paren, T. F, E, cap L.
That's it. That's turn left.
Cap L, E, F, T, left paren, right paren, new line, bottom of document.
That's it. Now we can either copy that line with highlighting and copying and pasting, or we can just do it again. So I'm going to do the same as I just did then. I'm going to do T-U-R-N, little lowercase. And there's our one issue because we haven't finished doing it. VO, right arrow, control option, right arrow.
Turn right, left paren, right paren. Code now, completion.
Now I've moved off it with VO right arrow. If I do VO left arrow, control option left arrow.
Turn left, left paren, right paren.
Now, you can assume it's there, which it normally is. I never quite trust what the computer's doing, going back from my olden days. So I always like to come off something that's jumped into focus. Like this has just jumped to the turn left already. So that's why I like to go right and then back to the left. And that's where I started from, just to confirm it's there. So now I'm going to do VO spacebar, control option spacebar.
Left, left, paren, right, paren.
Okay, so if we do up arrow.
Turn left, left, paren, right, paren. Turn left, left, paren, right, paren.
We've now got two turn lefts. I'm going to press it down again.
Turn left, left, paren, bottom of document.
And at the bottom document. Now we want him now to say hi and beep his horn again. So let's do play sound.
P-L-A-Y.
Capital S-O-U-N-D. So the play again was in right case. Yes, I know. And then left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And then capital S.
Cap S, O, U, N, D,
capital T, Y, P, E, full stop, capital H, I. Because when we did the left paren, it automatically put in the right paren that I mentioned previously. If I press right arrow.
Right paren.
There's our right paren. So I press right arrow again.
Bottom of document.
Put a new line.
New line.
Okay, so we said hi. And then I'll get him to play his horn again. So we'll do play sound. So lowercase play.
P-L-A-Y.
Capital S sound.
Cap S. O-U-N-D.
Left paren.
Left paren, right paren.
And I paused a bit more that time, so you heard it say right paren. Now sound type.
Cap S, O-U-N-D.
Type, Y-P-E, capital T, full stop. Horn.
Cap H-O-R-N.
And then right arrow to get past the right paren.
Right paren.
And one more time.
Bottom of document.
Enter.
New line.
And we'll see what happens. I'm just going to move my iPad to the left a bit. Now let me just see where Dash is. So he's still facing towards me, which I don't want. So I've now got his drive wheels facing away from me. So his two spheres drive wheels facing away from me. His bum or his back sphere facing back towards me. All right, so he's there and let's run it. Now I'm actually going to turn VoiceOver off because I want this to be nice and smooth. So I'm going to do triple click home, my home button, one, two, three.
VoiceOver off.
VoiceOver's off. Let's run the code with Command R. Hey, he's on his way, he's moved forward. He's moved forward. He's turning left. He's turning left, facing back towards me. Here he comes. Now, that's all well and good. He's turned left twice. He said hi, and he beeped his horn. The only problem is he's currently sitting 400 millimetres away from me. So I think it would be really nice if he actually came back towards me and said a hi and beep when he was right in front of me. So let me turn the voiceover back on again. So I'm going to press my home button three times. One, two, or three.
Voiceover on. Playground.
And play sound let left me just do my quick nav business landscape. Again with my keyboard.
Quick nav off.
Beautiful. So I'm going to do up arrow.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop high right
so
parent.
That's his high. So I'm going to do up arrow again.
Turn left left parent right parent.
Okay, so that's his turn left. So he's facing back towards me. Let me press right arrow.
T U R N cap E F T left right parent. New line.
That's the new line. I'm going to put in two new commands, which is move forward to get him to come back to me, all right? Because he's already turned left twice. So I'm going to type them in manually again. So move forward. O-R-W-A-R-D, cover left, left brain, right brain, enter. M-O-V-E, lowercase again. F, cover left, O-R-W-A-R-D, left brain, right brain, enter. So now what I should have, if I go back up with my upper, okay?
Move forward, turn left, left, parent, right, parent.
So that's the second of the turn left commands. So he's facing back towards me. And now if I press down arrow.
Move forward, left, parent,
so
right,
he
parent.
So moves forward.
Move forward, left, parent,
move
right, parent.
Move forward again. If I press down arrow again.
Play sound left, parent, now we've got sound play type, sound. Full stop high, right, parent.
Play sound, sound type high.
Play sound left, parent, sound type, full stop, horn, right,
and
parent.
And then play his horn.
Play sound left,
it's going to
parent,
read it again,
sound
again
type,
to the bottom
stop,
of the document.
Horn, right,
one more time, it should say bottom of document.
Bottom of document.
Beautiful. All right. So let me turn voiceover off. One, two, three.
Voiceover off.
And let me reach down the table and grab Dash and turn him around. So he's facing away from me again with his drive wheels forward and his bum back towards me. And let's run the code. Command R for run. Revving the engine. Beep, ready to go. So he's moved forward once. He's moved forward again. He's turning left. He's turning left again. He's facing back towards me. He's moved forward once. He's moving forward twice.
Hi.
Hi. And he's beeped his horn. I like to be a bit more sequential in what I do with things. So I want him to actually now turn, let's say, right twice because he's turned the opposite way. So he's ready to go again, so I can run the command over and over again. So let me press my home button three times, turn the voiceover back on again.
Voiceover on. Playgrounds. Play now, sound left, parent sound.
Of course,
titles.
Feel free to have voiceover running. I just find when I'm playing with the robot and getting to move, even though it's good that I can actually hear voiceover read out each command, it just feels a lot cooler to know that the code you're running on the iPad is just driving Dash, and you can concentrate on Dash, particularly if the code's all working well, concentrate on him moving and what he's doing rather than listening to the speech, sort of reading it out and being a little bit boring. All right, so I'm going to press my left and right arrow keys.
Landscape, quick nav on, quick nav on.
Okay, so, oh, quick nav on, turn again.
Quick nav off. Want.
Right, so down.
Bottom of document.
Pressing left arrow.
Empty line.
Yep, good.
New
pressing
line.
Right arrow, bottom of the document. Let me press up arrow.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right parent.
So that's his horn.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop high right parent.
And that's his high when he's basically right in front of me. Now, I reckon we should leave that one in there. And we'll put the two turn right commands in, and then we'll get him to beep his horn. So I'm going to press right arrow.
New line.
So now we want him to turn right twice, just because it's the opposite way for a change. So I'm going to do lowercase turn, T-U-R-N, capital R, I-G-H-T, left brain, right brain, enter. So the second turn right command, so lowercase T-U-R-N, capital R, I-G-H-T,
left
brain, right brain, enter.
New line.
And if I press down arrow.
Play sound left parent sound type full stop horn right parent.
There's his horn.
Play sound left
and
parent
it's read
sound
it again
type full stop horn right parent.
A second
parent.
Time because we're at the bottom of the document. Press down arrow again.
Bottom of document.
Bottom of document, right? So still only one play horn command. So if I press left arrow to find out where my cursor is.
New line.
Yeah, new line. Pressing right arrow.
New line.
Okay, we're on a brand new line. So I'm going to get him to play his horn a second time just to finish off. So I'm going to do play, lowercase, P-L-A-Y, capital S-O-U-N-D, left brain, capital S sound, capital T, Y-P-E, full stop, capital H-O-R-N, there's right arrow, there's our right paren, right arrow again,
bottom of document,
enter.
New line.
Okay, now this time, just to see if the code's going to work properly, which it obviously will, hopefully, I'll leave the voiceover running this time, as I haven't done it for the last couple of times, and then we'll run it again without the voice on. I'm going to grab Dash because he's still facing towards me. All right, so I'm turning around again. He's got his drive wheels facing away from me, and I'm going to press Command R on my keyboard.
Playing engine sound.
Playing engine sound.
Horn sound.
Playing horn.
Dash moving forward.
Moving forward.
Dash moving forward.
Moving forward.
Dash turning left.
He's turning left.
Dash turning left.
He's now facing back towards me.
Dash moving
he's
forward.
Moving forward.
Dash moving
you should
forward.
Say hi.
Dash says hi.
Beautiful. You should turn right.
Dash turning right.
You're turning right again.
Dash turning right.
He's now facing away from me.
Playing horn sound.
Horn sound.
Playing horn sound.
There we go. Beautiful.
Successfully.
All right, so it's all good. So let me turn voiceover off. So I'm going to do my home button again three times, or one, two, or three.
Voiceover off.
Now, remember I mentioned in the last demo when he was moving, he's not always at a 90 degree angle all the time when he moves around. So at the moment, while he's facing forward, he's a little bit off to the right a little bit, right? So I'm just going to straighten his bum up a little bit. So now his drive wheels are facing forward, his bum or these back spheres facing back towards me. So now we should be ready to rock and roll again. And he's in exactly the same spot where he should be starting. I've just had to straighten him up a little bit rather than completely turning him around. All right, remember it's not going to talk this time because I've turned voiceover off, so Command R. He's off. Moving forward, turning left, facing back towards me, moving forward, hi, beautiful. Turning right, facing away from me, one horn, two horns. Done. Now that time, he's in perfect alignment with facing straight forward. So I can just do a Command R straight again without having to even touch him this time. And off he goes. Moving forward, turning left, moving forward,
hi,
hi. Turning right. Beautiful. Turning right. Horn twice. Well, there we go.
Awesome.
I know, it was awesome. Thank you, Mr. Dash. All right, so there you go. So that's how you get Dash to play his different sounds and, of course, combine them with some movement commands. Moving forward, left and right. The only one I didn't do that I did last time in the last demo was the move backward command, but you can certainly put that in. And, of course, that's lowercase move, M-O-V-E, capital B for backward, so capital B-A-C-K-W-A-R-D, and of course left paren, right paren, and a enter to put it on a new line. So what I'm going to do in the next demo, we're going to have a bit of a play around with him responding to a clap sound, and then the one after that, I'll show you how you can actually assign commands to hit the buttons on top of Dash's head. Just a final note, remember to turn Dash off. So now he's facing away from me because I haven't turned him around. I'm just going to press his off button on his left-hand side now because he's facing away from me. So he's off. I'm going to press my home button on my iPad to come out. And there we go. And it didn't say anything because I've still got voiceover turned off. So I better turn that back on again. So home button three times.
Voiceover on. FaceTime.
So remember, if you want to save the code that you've typed in, you can always do a Command A to highlight everything, Command C to copy to the clipboard, and then pop over to say something like notes, create a new note, and Command V for Victor to paste it in. And then of course, if you want to start with a fresh slate, as it were, you can do Command A to highlight everything and hit your delete key, and that will delete everything you've just highlighted, and then you can start afresh typing in some more fun commands to get Dash to move and respond. But anyway, that will do me for this demo for the moment. And as I say in all my podcasts, thank you for listening, and bye for now.